This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A new outbreak of the coronavirus in China's capital city has officials scrambling to contain it Wednesday. Beijing canceled dozens of domestic flights, tightened mandates on social distancing, and is requiring people entering some residential areas to undergo temperature checks and registration. There have been at least 137 new COVID-19 cases in Beijing since late last week, linked to a wholesale food center. In the meantime, Brazilian health officials reported Tuesday 34,918 new confirmed cases during a 24-hour period. The country now has more than 900,000 total cases, trailing only the United States. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has dismissed the severity of the virus while urging businesses to reopen. Peru has also been hit hard by the coronavirus, reporting Tuesday its death toll had surpassed 7,000 people. And in Honduras, President Juan Orlando Hernandez announced late Tuesday that he has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Korea continues to ratchet up military pressure on the South, that's North Korea rather, a day after blowing up the Inter-Korean Liaison Center. Wednesday, Pyongyang announced the redeployment of its forces near the border and angrily rejecting Seoul's offer to send envoys to reduce tensions. Combined with its moves over the past week, North Korea has now reversed many of the achievements made during a series of historic 2018 meetings between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. This is VOA News. Asian markets are mostly higher Wednesday after new economic figures suggested the U.S. is on track for a post-pandemic recovery. All three U.S. indexes are also trending in a positive direction. Wall Street ended with solid gains Tuesday thanks to new data showing U.S. retail sales rose a record 17.7% in May, the biggest one-month increase in history. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations said Wednesday other countries should show the same level of openness to police reform as the U.S. is right now. This as racial discrimination and police reform is at the forefront of American concerns after the death of George Floyd in police custody. Ambassador Andrew Bremberg issued a statement hours before the Human Rights Council was to open an urgent debate at the request of African countries on racism and police brutality against protesters. Bremberg said the U.S. is not above scrutiny and suggested any HRC resolution be inclusive of other countries. Amid continuous nationwide street protests over Floyd's death, President Donald Trump signed an executive order Tuesday outlining some police reforms. In a Rose Garden ceremony, President Trump said reducing crime and raising standards are not opposite goals. The president said the order will encourage police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities. The measure also calls for certification groups to train officers on de-escalation techniques and use of force standards. A new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show that older people, minorities, and those with pre-existing health conditions are the most susceptible to dying from COVID-19 in the United States. The U.S. has recorded more than 2.1 million coronavirus cases and more than 116,000 deaths. That's far and away more than any other country. Health experts predicting tens of thousands more U.S. coronavirus deaths in the coming months. Men and women contracted COVID-19 at the same rate, but men were more likely than women to be hospitalized, placed in intensive care, or die. The largest market in Mozambique's capital, Maputo City, will remain closed Wednesday, the final day of a three-day sanitizing and reorganization to fight the spread of the coronavirus. The move is the beginning of the gradual temporary closing of the capital's 63 markets and 5 fairs for disinfecting new spacing of stalls. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.